You're listening to Creatures on Triple J. In the Sound Lab on this Monday morning, we explore new sounds. They're from Signal to Noise, from Melbourne, a piece called Zentropa. And Paige and Joe.
Joe's not here.
Octals instead. Octals.
Octals is here, sorry. Joining us in the studio. Do you like the word ambience? Is that a word that you like to use when describing your music, or is it a bit of a hackneyed term these days?
It's fully a loaded term. I mean...
Well, if people remember the origin.
Yeah,
if people remember Brian Eno, that'll do.
Yeah. How important is Eno to, I guess, you know, basically what you're doing? I mean, was he the architect of I guess, progressive sound?
Oh, he is one. I'm not so sure that it's a deliberate influence, particularly on my part. Like, I fully respect the man, but... I like to think that what I'm doing is coming from me, not from anybody else. So, but some of his ideas I certainly have incorporated from a theoretical point of view in my music, for sure.
How do you improvise with electronic equipment? I mean, it must be difficult, I guess, to change tack or to change direction if you're in an improvisation situation and you're not liking what's going on. I mean, is it difficult to rearrange, you know, the cards in the deck when you're playing with electronic equipment?
The name Signal to Noise helps because... sometimes when we've been doing some really nice, straight, cruisy riff, we will just sort of run our hands along the gear and throw it into a random state so it is noise and recover from there. So,
yeah. So chaos reigns occasionally.
Well, yeah, I mean...
As it should.
That's it. I mean, there's no consciousness in it, so when a change sort of happens, it happens because it just is the right place for it. And since we've been working together for about two and a half years, we're sort of at a point now where we don't even look at each other. We just know it's going to go ahead. So someone will just start it and then the whole thing will go bang and...
Yeah, after a gig, we don't even speak about the gig. We know at the next jam, like a week later, we confirm whether we all liked it or didn't like it. And it's usually agreed.
Well, always, really. Apart from tiny little bits and pieces.
Yeah, if somebody didn't do a personal good bit, then it's... Well, it's like sex, you know. It's no good for just one of the partners.
It has to be good for everybody.
Yeah. Fully.
Tell us about the next piece we're going to hear, which is called Silcon.
Your name.
Silcon. Well, it was recorded at the Binary Bar, which is the first long-term internet cafe in Melbourne. A few have started out. And they have live events there, and there was a launch for a website called Mutation Parlor, and there was a performance there. And Silcon, well, silicon, webs made of silk. Well,
it's cute.
Yeah.
Whatever works for you. Thanks for coming in. When can people actually catch Signal to Noise if you're in and around Melbourne? Are you doing any more shows in the near future?
Next one is Earthcore.
Which is up on the Murray next weekend.
Moama. They've changed the date, so it's actually now Labor Day weekend, March 7th and 8th, a 2-day event on the old Confest site. If anybody knows about Confest.
It's a beautiful site anyway. There's a beach.
Billabongs.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Well, this is the ironic thing about electronic music, that it actually is bringing some people close to nature and a spirituality. But, of course, there is a chance for people to make money by dropping in spiritual keywords and catchphrases. Beware, people.
Don't be exploited. Signal to Noise,
Snips
Paige.
And snails.
And I'll tell us. Beware. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And this is Silcon. You're listening to The Sound Lab as part of Creatures on Triple J. Wonderful electronic improvisation from a Melbourne outfit called Signal to Noise. They were part of the Clan Analog Posse. That's a piece from them called Silcon. You want to check out their webpage? It's at prop.taz.net.au. Well, that's it from Creatures this week. My name is Francis Leach. I hope you enjoyed the ride this evening. Sharon Longridge is up next. She'll take you through until 6. Thanks to Lisa Main, Michael Pavlich, and the rest of the J-Mob for helping putting the program to air. Catch you again next week.